Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is DJ Pebbles, and this is episode 35 of Geek Out with Pebbles. So this is basically my post-Katsucon episode. And we'll see if either of my guests are able to join me later during the show. So, if you subscribe here, then you know that I posted my special, my live from Katsucon literally like an hour ago, because I kind of just was, I was just too lazy to go get my computer and do some editing work on it, because it was pre-recorded, and because editing is tedious, boring work. Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hi. How's everything?
Cold and wet.
Oh my god, talking about cold. So, the Katsucon was this weekend. Okay. So Thursday, it was 70 degrees in Washington, D.C. And then Friday, it was like 50, 60. And Saturday, it's just fucking snowing. most of the time, I didn't actually have to go outside at all during the con, except for, like, one time on Saturday when I had to go to CVS. Because I had to get something, and then I was like, figure I can get cash back and then I don't have to pay an ATM fee and all that. So I go after my photo shoot, I go back to the room and get my hoodie, because I do know that I know it's cold. Like I knew it was going to be cold, but I didn't know it was snowing. So me and my friend, we walk out and it's snowing. Shit. So like, at first we thought it was rain, and then we realized it was snow. Yes, and we're in CVS for maybe like 5 minutes, not really that long. We leave CVS and the snow got worse, and it's like a 2 minute walk from CVS back to the convention center of the hotel, and in those 2 minutes it got worse. And it's just like, what the fuck. And so, yeah. And also, thanks to the snow, I came home to, like, an unshoveled driveway the snow just didn't melt at all yesterday. And, although at least in the driveway, like, the top layer of snow would, like, hardened, so I could at least walk on top of it without, like, sinking into the snow. I mean, we didn't get much. We got, like, 8 inches of snow. Like, that's still enough to, like, when you sink in, it's, like, just going to go over your sneaker, and your socks are going to get wet, and your shoes are going to get wet, and you're going to have cold, freezing feet. It really isn't that fun. It really could, especially if it's, like, ruining your night, because that meant that I had to clear the front walkway. So, like, the taxi dropped me off last night, and, like, I have to, like, drag my suitcase. I can't even wheel it because of the snow. So I have to, like, walk and drag my suitcase through the snow. So I'd, like, and it's heavy. I can't really pick it up and, like, walk with it for too long. So I would, like, pick it up, take, like, 2 or 3 steps, set it down, and, like, take a deep breath. This just shows how in shape I am. The gym is really paying off. Clearly, it's paying off. I go to the gym, like, 3 times a week, mostly. And, yeah, so it's clearly paying off. It's like, I need to take a breather. Walking down the front walkway of my house. So I managed to get there, and, like, as I'm walking down the front walkway, the snow's just getting, like, deeper from where, I guess, from the way the wind had blown it around. And I just start sinking with each step. And I'm like, fuck. Fuck, that's cold. It's like nine. It's like after nine. It's like sometime after nine. And I'm just like, okay, this is so stupid. So I get in the house. I call my dad, let him know I got home. Call my mom, same thing. And then I shovel the front walkway. And all I wanted to do was just, like, sit down and not move. And relax. No, I have to go, I have to shovel snow. So thank you, Mother Nature, for that one. That was my Sunday night after being on a train for like 3.5 hours. And being at a con all weekend and not getting that much sleep. So, but KatsuCon was so much fun. Like, seriously, it was such a blast. Now I understand why people, like, why I hear so many good things about it. And, like, the venue, like, the con, like, the convention center, it's got, like, an indoor garden. If any of you follow me on Instagram, I'm going to do, like, a shameless plug for my Instagram, DJPebbles07. If you're listening, follow me on Instagram. I took a couple pictures of the venue Thursday night. They have a Ferris wheel that lights up at night. That's outside, and the inside has got like a fountain. It's like an indoor garden. It's got shops and restaurants. It's like the entire place is just amazing. And I spent like more time there than like actually, like, walking around the con, because everyone was just hanging out there. I got some great pictures of cosplays, and, like, I didn't even know where I was going most of the time, so, like, for the entire damn Friday, I'm just hanging out in the, like, in the area with, like, the indoor gardens area, just going to photo shoots, taking pictures of other people's cosplays, and so like that. And then towards the very end of the day, like, I finally find someone that will show me, that shows me where Artist Alley is and where the dealer's room is, so I can look at things and see if I want to buy anything. Of course I want to buy things. It's a con. I always end up buying stuff. So, I got some cool things. And actually, my friend got me an autograph hold on. Gotta look this one up. Sorry. But yeah, so my friend got me an autograph and come on. Why can't I type? And for some reason my internet's just been really slow today. I wasn't even able to watch the newest episode of Dragon Ball Super today because it just wasn't loading at all. Alright, he got Steve Blum from Cowboy Bebop, voice of Spike.
Show in the universe.
Yes.
That guy is everywhere.
Well, yes. But I like him as Spike. Because the thing is, I'm not a big fan of English dubs. So there's not that many animes where I've watched the English dub of. Cowboy Bebop is one of the few. No, oh my god, I hate the English dub of Naruto.
But he's a Orochimaru.
It's
the only other voice
can't.
He does, it's not just his own.
I can't. I don't like the English dub of Naruto.
He was Amon in Legend of Korra.
Okay, I think I remember that. But I didn't like Legend of Korra. Legend of Korra was kind of like, eh. It wasn't good. I hate to say that, but it really wasn't that good. I had my hopes set up for something really good, and it wasn't. And it also made me like really mad because it just confirmed that the stupid creators decided to like nix putting Zuko and Katara together, and they put Katara with Aang. And I think that's stupid.
Who should have Aang ended up with?
Katara was with Aang. But, originally they were going to have Katara and Zuko get together. But then they changed that at the end. The creators wanted originally planned it for Katara and Zuko. But no.
That's weird, because although there were a few of the episodes, for the most part, it definitely seemed like Aang was going to get the girl.
Aang is 12 years old. He's not getting the girl.
He's 112, damn it. He's a man.
He's 12 years old.
And he will get what he wants. He's 112.
No. So, like, that made me really angry because I'm just
Are you saying he was too old for her?
He's too young for her.
He should have found someone his own age.
There isn't. If you're going by that, then there isn't anyone his own age. But no,
are you saying he should have ended up with Boomy?
No, but he should not have ended up with Katara. I'm a Zutora shipper. Till the end.
I wanted Zuko to get with Ty Lee.
Really?
Yes.
I love Ty Lee. Ty Lee is actually one of my favorite characters. You don't have an answer?
What, that she's one of the best characters? Yeah,
no, why did you want Zuko to end up with Ty Lee?
Because she was good. I didn't like Mai.
Mai was stupid. I hate Mai. Mai is like an emotionless, like heartless, emo, not good for Zuko.
She was good for a loyal Zuko, but then when he went to Team Avatar.
Yeah.
Get rid of that doom and gloom. Get some happy, bubbly Ty Lee all up in your life.
That's true. But, yeah. So, that's why I don't like... That's one of my reasons for not liking Korra, because it just kind of solidifies the pairings that are canon that I don't like. But
I want to know who the fathers of Toph's children are.
I think everyone wants to know that. It's like the biggest mystery in that like Avatar universe is like, who did Toph get with?
Where the hell did you come from? Like, oh, we might get some answers. Nope. Well, shit.
No, they wouldn't give us answers for that.
They didn't even give us a comic like they did with Zuko's mom.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I haven't read all the comics, though, just because, like, I've read most of them. I forgot to launch the chat. Let's see if there's anyone actually listening. and they can be on the chat with us.
We need audience. We
nope.
Need to produce.
No way.
Damn it.
That's all right. So, back to Katsukan. There's a lot of Katsukan. So I saw some really great cosplays that like gave some nostalgia childhood moments. So there was, you know, those like inflatable T-Rex costumes that people have.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Reptar. Someone had a Reptar one. And so, like, Friday night, like, me and my friend were, like, walking around the dealer's room. We see Reptar. And we call out to Reptar. And Reptar gives us a Reptar bar.
Nice.
So, I got a Reptar bar from Reptar. Like, childhood. Right there. Childhood nostalgia right there. I was, like, freaking out. Like, my, like the little kid in me was going, like, crazy for that. Because it was a Reptar bar from Reptar. So that made me extremely happy. And the other nostalgia cosplay I saw was Eustace and Muriel from Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Nice.
And the Muriel was holding like a little Courage doll. And the one who was used, the guy who was Eustace, he had the green demon mask. And lastly, I got a Jawbreaker from Double D and Kevin.
That's a weird combo.
I know, they were missing the other two Eds. They were missing Ed and Eddie. It was just Double D and Kevin, but we got a picture of, like, Kevin, like, pulling on Double D's hair. What happened? All right, I lost my guest, but that's all right. He'll be back on soon. All right. So, yeah, so we got a picture of Kevin pulling on Double D's hair. And then we got Jawbreakers from Kevin and Double D because Jawbreaker is just, like, the thing in Ed and Eddie, which just made me happy again. It made my inner child so happy for that one. And so that was really fun. And I'm going to have to see what happened to my guest. What happened? All I know is that the call dropped, which hasn't happened in a while. It's weird. Like, it used to happen a lot more often, like, a while back. So, right. That's what we were talking about before we, like, veered off topic to Avatar. And to Korra, and to, like, Zutora stuff. But, yeah, so my friend got me Steve Blum's autograph. And, honestly, like, I can't thank him enough for that. He waited online for, like, over 2 hours for this autograph. I wasn't able to do that because I had a photo shoot. And so, like, seriously, like, so much props to my friend for doing that, for waiting in line. And getting me the autograph. So, we're going to see if my friend can reconnect here. Because I'm not entirely sure what happened with that. Come on. Why can't I type anything right now? Okay. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. All right. So, That was, so I got the autograph. Well, my friend got the autograph. I didn't really get it. But, I got, like, a lot of, I got a few things. I didn't get as much as I usually do. I got a couple shot glasses. Because, why not? And, I got, because you guys all know, like, my obsession with, My Hero Academia and with, Bakugo Katsuki. So, I got a little pillow of Bakugo. It's really adorable. It's really soft. It's double-sided. So you got, like, angry Bakugo on one side, and you got, like insane, happy Bakugo on the other side. Yay! Friend's back. I don't see him. Alright. Well, he should be here. Like, come on. I don't see where he's reconnected. We're trying to get my friend back on here because the call dropped, the connection dropped. Something happened on his end. It wasn't my end because even though the internet's been slow, it's been staying connected. So this definitely was not my end. This is definitely something that happened to his connection. So, yeah, I have my little Bakugo pillow. And what else did I get? Oh, I got a Zoro figure. I got a new Zoro figure. Because, yay! Ghost, you're back. What's up? So, I was just talking about some of my cons, like, that I got. Some of the stuff I got at the con. And I'm going to take a picture of the pillow that I got and show it to you. Because it's like, you'll understand why I got it when you see it. And it's double-sided. It's double-sided. Here's the other side. Because it's so adorable. Like, and it's soft. So, it's so perfect.
Did they also have Best Girl?
They did. They did have Froppy.
I said Best Girl.
Froppy. Froppy's Best Girl.
Obviously, it is Pink Alien Princess.
They did not have Amina. They didn't have Amina.
Did she ever settle on a hero name? Because I know she, like, threw a whole bunch out there, but I think they all got, like, rejected.
Like Bakugo. They all got denied.
Murder. Like, no, you can't do
Lord
that.
Lord Explosion Murder. King of Explodo Kills. But, yeah, so,
can't wait for them all to become professionals and start to get, like, sponsorships. Because
I can't wait for season three.
Bengay is definitely sponsoring Shoto. It's icy hot.
Yeah. But, like, no, I can't wait for season three, which comes out in April. So, like, not that long.
Yet.
No.
How about now?
Not yet. If it is, then I'm screwed, and I completely missed my deadline for making my Super Saiyan 3 wig. So, which I'm actually, like, attempting to get some work done on that tomorrow.
Do you know what I need in my life?
What?
Super Saiyan 3 rabbits.
Need... that.
Imagine.
I can't imagine. That's. No. So.
Let's just send.
I mean, I'm already, like, having. I'm already having, like, enough with, like, styling this wig. But if this comes out well, then, like, I might do wig commissions, if, like, depending on how well this comes out.
I'm going to need a Napa wig.
Napa doesn't have hair. You need a bald cap. You just need a bald cap for that one. Right?
If Napa went Super Saiyan, wouldn't that just, like, change the color of his eyebrows?
I was going to say, it would just change his eyebrows and his eye color.
What happens when he gets to Super Saiyan 3? Does he just not have eyebrows anymore?
I have no clue. Maybe his eyebrows get longer. This is the only hair he has. So maybe his eyebrows get longer. That's a horrifying image, though. No. I don't want to think about that anymore. I can't get that image out of my head, though. Damn it. No. Baku Pillow, help me get the image out of my head. So, yeah, like, I got the Baku Pillow, like, on Sunday. So, like, all of Sunday, I'm walking around with the pillow. And I run into, like, this group of My Hero Academia cosplayers that are doing the cheerleading uniforms. But you have, there's an Uraraka, a Deku, a Todoroki, and a Bakugo in the cheerleading uniforms. And when they see the pillow, they just start freaking out. It was really funny. Again, all my pictures that I took at Katsukan will be up probably by the end of the week. Maybe next week.
I figured
we'll
out
see.
The perfect
it
cosplay.
Depends. What is it?
Well, I have this terrible problem with chronic dry eye. So there's only one hero that I could possibly be. And that would be the one that has chronic dry eye.
Eraser head. Oh, wait. But would you do Aizawa with the sleeping bag or not without the sleeping bag?
Probably not sleeping bag. That way I can constantly put in eye drops.
That's funny, though. That'd be funny, though. I don't think I've ever seen someone with the eye drops. I've seen a lot of people with, like, the sleeping bag and with, like, juice boxes or, like, Capri Sun things. Or they just do Aizawa. But I've never seen any with the eye drops. So that would be good. Oh, speaking of My Hero Academia cosplays. So, I got invited to a photo shoot at the beginning of March. Someone hit me up on Instagram and asked if I'd be interested in joining a photo shoot for fire-based characters. And he's like, I would love to for your Bakugo to be a part of the photo shoot. And I was like, yes!
Nice.
That's so awesome. Like, I've never actually been invited to, like, a photo shoot like that. I've just done the photo shoots at cons where it's just like, okay, and stuff like that. So, yeah, no, like, that actually made me really happy because, like, that was just skills and stuff like that. And like, he just recognizes how much work I put into that cosplay. So since I do only have one kind of in good condition gauntlet, I have to work on a couple other things to add to the cosplay. So that way I can make it look better with just the one gauntlet. But yeah, so yay! I'm actually really excited for that because it's a non-con related photo shoot, which would be a first for me. Yeah, so that's like my exciting news.
It's pretty cool. Where's it at?
It'd be somewhere in the city. I don't know where. He said he'd get back to me when he gets when the photographer decides on a location, but it would be somewhere in the city. So I have to once I find out that, then I have to contact one of my friends and be like, "Hey, who wants to go with me to this?" Yay! But that'll be fun, and that'll be like actually in about 2 weeks, I think, is when he said it would be. So yeah, yay!
You're gonna be famous.
Maybe. Either way, it'll just be like a chance for me to cosplay in between cons because I have Anime Boston coming up at the end of March.
Ooh, Anime Boston, where's that at?
I don't know. I think it's in.
It's near Philadelphia, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, I have Zorro sense of direction, so you're asking the wrong person here. I got lost on Friday at Katsucon because I was trying to find, like, I wasn't actually sure what I was doing. I think I was looking for someone. And I, like, ended up online for, like, to get the 18 and plus wristbands.
18 plus wristbands. Ooh la la.
Yes, so you can get all the hentai panels.
Nice.
Because the hentai panels are the best. So, I made like a ton of new friends and saw like a whole bunch of like random people that I wasn't actually expecting to see at Katsucon. But I didn't know they were even going to the con. I was like, what the hell? What are you doing here? So, that was fun. And at some point, I networked. I made like, I did some like, some actual like professional work for my podcast, and I was networking for my podcast. Nice. So like, yay, accomplishments. Because I'm actually... So I was actually trying to, like, get, instead of just giving my card to, like, all the new people that I meet, like, I was trying to, like, actually, give it to some people that I was talking to, in the dealer's room and in Artist Alley as well. So, yeah. So I was a bit productive in terms of trying to expand, like, get my name more known. And if you don't already know, I did post my live from Katsucon special, like, earlier this evening. So, that is honestly just, like, full of, like, stupidity and laughter. But it's really funny. If you just, like, honestly, I would probably recommend that for, like, if you're not in a good mood, just listen to that episode, and it'll cheer you up, because, like, who doesn't get cheered up by laughter? And yeah, so that's up on my Facebook page, so you can check that out. I'll send you the link to that. Actually, I should send you the link to that if I, because I tried to do. Okay, so the reason why I wasn't able to do it live is I couldn't connect to the internet. Well, no, I did connect to the internet, but the Blog Talk Radio wasn't actually working. Like, the site wasn't loading for some reason. And so I had to open up my editing software so I could pre-record it. And then it just, like, it just went, like, and I had my friend with me as my guest. And we talked about some of the same things we talked about before. But, yeah, there was more, like, stupidity and jokes and, like, me just being me and being, like, that person that will just say, like, something and then have the other person fall off the bed from laughing too much. So, it was fun. I actually, doing the live one was fun, even though it was pre-recorded. And yeah, no, I definitely want to go back to KatsuCon though. So, I have a question.
I have an answer.
Did you watch the trailer for The Incredibles 2?
Which one?
The one that's been, like, all over Facebook and social media. The one that aired during the Olympic coverage last week. Like, the official trailer. I think so.
Yes.
Are you, like, as excited for this movie as I am?
I was hoping it would focus more on the family dynamic, but it's looking more like it's going to be a swapped version of the first one, where he's at home while she goes out.
So he becomes a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah. That's what it's looking like. Until probably she's going to get in trouble, and then the family's got to do it again.
I didn't get that vibe from it.
Did we watch the same trailer?
I don't know. I was, like, half. I was watching it, and then, like, I was getting distracted by other things. Because I'm sorry. But, no, I was watching, but I don't know, like, I do know that, that the writer, the reason why, like, it was so late in the sequel coming out is because he didn't have an idea of what to write.
The underwriter is here.
What?
They had the perfect setup at the end of the first movie.
I know, they really did.
I am beneath you, but nobody is beneath me.
But they didn't act on it immediately, and then it kind of, like,
they made
his inspiration
game.
Sort of, they did.
And then they faded off into obscurity.
Well,
and then they took a line from the movie. It's like, you're 15 years too late. It's like, what if we just wait and do a sequel 15 years later? But then they had trouble doing Toy Story 4, so even that's ruined because they ended up switching places. So now we get Incredibles 2 this year. So it's only been 14 years.
Yeah. The Toy Story doesn't need a fourth one. It really doesn't.
It no.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Should not be made.
It's not going to be the same without Andy.
It isn't. It's not Toy Story without Andy. No. Like, watch, it's going
to
be like,
to play
wow, watch, it's going to be like, it's like, they're going to do like a new trilogy with like this little girl or whatever. I mean, it's not going to be the
God,
same.
Please, no. Not three more. I'm already having a hard enough time with the Jurassic World.
Really?
The first one was so terrible. I hated it.
You didn't like Jurassic World?
No, it was aesthetically pleasing, but the plot was dumb. They had, like, the perfect setup. I'm like, cool, it's going to be like Jurassic Park, but with, like, the greatest wet dream of any kid that's ever played Dinosaur Tycoon. It's like, yeah, you just open it up and let him into the crowd. I'm like, holy shit, this is going to be great.
Wow,
this is going to
be
fantastic.
Actually even heard the name for that game in so long. Dinosaur Typhoon. Oh my god. That brings
so
back memories.
And then they're like, hey, what if we just take all the people and then hide them? I'm like, but why? But why? The whole thing with the raptors was dumb.
You didn't like raptors, like the fact that like
the
raptors are trained.
Yeah, they weren't trained that well.
They weren't. They're trained as well as they could be for raptors.
If you had to get all up in their face to keep them from eating a person, why would you think it was safe to just kind of hop on a motorcycle and just let them go out in the open? You're like, just go out. They can totally kill this T-Rex size fucking dinosaur. It's going to be easy. Oh.
No.
I mean, we got four whole raptors. That's like more than three.
Alright. But now I'm like thinking about when I used to play Dinosaur Typhoon and all those other games like that. I also had Roller Coaster Typhoon. I think, yeah. They had a lot of those games, though. But a Dinosaur Typhoon is not something I've even thought of in such a long time.
At least this new one, I was apprehensive with the first trailer. But the newer trailers that have come out somewhat recently.
Oh, the newer trailers are like so much better than
when they showed off the horror angle. I was like, okay, I can get into this. But I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that, but we need to save these dinosaurs. We'll ignore the ones over on the other island. Let's just not bring up that. We have to save these ones.
Yeah, just kind of conveniently forget about that other island.
Is it right to let them die? I'm like, bitch, they've been extinct once. What's another time gonna hurt?
Yeah, but isn't only the one island on the verge of exploding? The other island's not, right?
Yeah, it's just the one that they decided to put all the people on.
Yeah.
Let's go to this island. Unless they're planning on exploding all of the islands, but so far all I've seen is the one island exploding.
It's just the one island that explodes.
It's just Nublar. They haven't been to Sornin forever, and they've still got, three other island in the Muertes chain that they haven't even touched?
Yeah.
I think
so.
Five deaths, and they've only been on two islands.
But only one is going to explode.
So we have to save these dinosaurs.
Yes.
Because we forgot about this other island full of dinosaurs. Oops.
Pretty much.
I can't wait for San Diego 2.0.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's a
the
sequel
San Diego
to...
The incident is the greatest... greatest piece of Jurassic Park cinema. Are you saying you didn't like the San Diego incident?
I might be. And you just said you didn't like Jurassic World, so...
It was aesthetically pleasing.
I like the plot. I didn't see anything wrong with the plot.
I saw a lot wrong with it.
No. No.
What did you not like about the San Diego incident? Is it the mysterious death of all the people on the boat?
I think so.
Yeah, that one gets me. I don't know how. I don't know why. But technically that takes place before the San Diego incident. So when it comes specifically to the incident, I can put that. That's why Lost World is currently my fourth favorite. The original Jurassic Park is number one. Then comes the San Diego incident. Then comes Jurassic Park 3. Then comes Lost World. And then Jurassic World.
But the San Diego incident was in the Lost World.
Yes, but I like that a lot more than I like the rest of the movie.
Okay. Because I was like, wait a minute, when you were like, when you're doing that order, I was like, wait a minute. One of those in one of those movies.
Granted, with the TV airing of Lost World, I like that a lot more than the theatrical release. Because they had the deleted scene with the hunters at the beginning, and it really helped personalize him.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been so much better if they would have kept it.
Yeah.
Plus, he beats up a guy, so that's nice.
Alright, but... The Lost World, like, wasn't really one of my favorites. So...
There
like, as a whole.
That were good, but as a whole, the plot was kind of... I'm really upset at the quote-unquote good guys who sabotage the camp and put people unnecessarily in danger for the moral high ground. Good to see where that got you.
Yeah.
Oh, these people are dead. They saved our lives, so we're going to fuck them over.
But I like Jurassic Park 3 a lot. Like, That one was funny. It was entertaining.
It wasn't too long. So for what you got, I mean, there wasn't a lot of substance. It was definitely empty calories. But goddamn, was it a fun ride while it lasted.
It really was. A lot of people don't like it, but it's like...
It's because the Spino whooped ass on the T-Rex. They're just salty.
Yeah, like, they are. But if you just ignore that part, like, I mean, that part didn't bother me. I liked the whole movie. I thought it was funny. It was,
it
was entertaining.
I loved it. It wasn't even Rexy. It was just a T-Rex.
Yeah. And I love, like, the running gag with the satellite phone. Like, the ringing of the satellite phone.
Like, oh, I just followed your phone. What? No, the guy that had it got eaten.
We don't have the phone.
Oh, shit. Look behind him. Na 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 na.
Yeah, coming from the stomach. Like, I love that. I saw it in theaters, and like, I think I was laughing the hardest at that moment, more than anyone else in the theater. I just like couldn't stop laughing. And like, there are people around me that like were just giving me this look, and I just couldn't stop laughing because it's so funny. Just like the set and the satellite phone just ringing from his stomach. So it was so obnoxiously loud.
With all the production hell that that movie went through, it definitely doesn't deserve as much hate as it's given.
It really it gets a lot of hate, and it went through five different drafts,
and like a handful of different directors.
Yeah.
There were a lot of props that had to get used simply because they were already made for a different version of the film. So then they had to write new scenes around them.
I didn't know that it went through multiple directors.
Did you know that in one of the first drafts, it was originally supposed to be about pterodactyls making it to mainland and causing trouble?
That I do remember.
There's supposed to be a helicopter fight scene, and we ended up getting that in Jurassic World with the Dimetrodon.
Yes.
And whatnot, the other bird things.
Yeah.
And then there goes Maserati. Now who's going to own the dinosaurs?
Alright. Well, we have 5 minutes left.
Do you know what my favorite part about Jurassic World was?
What?
The people that got upset about them feeding a shark to the Mosasaurus. You know what gets me?
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it a fake shark being fed to a fake dinosaur, but it's not even a real fake shark. Like, it was explicitly stated on the websites and everything that they're cloned. They clone the great white sharks that they feed to the dinosaurs. Which means it was a fake shark that they fed to a fake dinosaur.
And with that, I lose Ghost again. Wow. This doesn't happen that often. I mean, like, I think it was over the summer. He was one time on my podcast, and I think his internet had dropped him at least maybe 7 or 8 times in an hour or so, in about an hour of the entirety of the show, and that broke the record from a few episodes before, when I think he got dropped 5 times or something like that. But yeah, so we got 3 minutes left. If he manages to connect back into the show before before the end of the episode in 3 minutes, then, well, I don't know, it'll be the end of the episode. So, yeah, we went pretty much off topic with that. I wasn't even planning on talking that much about a Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. But, yeah, I am really looking forward to that, and to that movie when it comes out. And, all right. So, with that, it's the end of the episode, so please subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio to Geek Out with Pebbles. Check out my Facebook page, DJ Pebbles at Geek Out with Pebbles. My Twitter, DJ Pebbles 07. And if you really want to, you can give me a follow on Instagram, DJ Pebbles 07. And in regards to YouTube videos, I'm working on that. I hit a snag in the editing process for some of the videos, so I apologize that that's been delayed more often, longer than I expected. Thank you for that. It's been delayed longer than I expected, but I am really trying to get those get some videos edited and get them so I can post them, and then I can start spamming my YouTube channel to everyone. And yeah, but other than that, it's pretty much just the same. Just please subscribe, like my page on Facebook, that way you can send comments and feedback on my podcast. It's I like getting feedback from people. I really don't get that much, and I'm gonna go and watch some Olympics coverage, and yeah. So, with that, good night, people, and I will see you guys. Well, I won't see you. I'll be back next week, same time, Monday nights at 7 p.m. Good night.